Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with the broadcast from my Studio E here at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, and we're broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, doing what they can to keep America rolling along, thank you so very much. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It also includes our UPS and our FedEx and our bulk mail carriers out there, hauling the mail. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it goes. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. And we're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's how you find us over there, Captains America. Now, don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer. All right, joining us right now from California, from, she wished she was in California, maybe, from Tarpon Springs up on a hill, we got Denise Simon. Good morning to you. Yep. I don't know. Kyle said it was 48 degrees in California. You might not want to be there.
No.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, General Milley yesterday comes out and tells us, he told Congress, he says, the Pentagon needs more money for Ukraine. They'll be out by June.
Well, I guess I need to know what the money is for. What is happening here is the Ukrainian Southern Command has now moved a significant force near the border of Moldova and Transnistria to defend against any attacks and provocations there. So there's a small part of Moldova that is Russian-speaking. Putin has put in operatives for quite some time into Moldova, trying to also take over that country. He's already got Belarus. Belarus is very cooperative. And so when Zelensky says they're going to go to countries beyond Ukraine, he's really right. Understand that Ukraine is fighting not just against Russia, but they're now, obviously, as we just discussed, China, North Korea, because there are weapons that are coming from North Korea, and Iran. So Putin's sights are clearly going beyond Ukraine. Now, whether he can successfully go beyond Ukraine, we don't necessarily know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that this is certainly now the time that the NATO countries, Eastern Europe and Europe, have got to step up their game.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to respond better than they are and faster than we can.
Okay.
And so, and you know, the threat, if they go to Moldova, what's the country after that? So, Poland has to be pretty nervous at this point.
Right.
And, So I think that is part and parcel of the reason that when Biden went to Poland and after this, normal meeting with the NATO leaders and whatnot, he had a meeting they had a meeting with Biden called the Bucharest Nine. So this Putin operations looks like it's gaining some more steam, and I think it's gaining some more steam because he's getting the help that he wants from China.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's not forget that President Xi, I think this week or last week, was in Moscow. So the bad guys seem to be converging, and they're converging against the West.
Well, the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, seemed to echo Joe Biden by telling CNN State of the Union that providing F-16 fighter jets to the Ukraine is a question for a later time. Really?
Well, I saw that. And Biden came out and said, no, he's not doing it right now. It's not to say that he won't, but not right now.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more and Denise Simon, too, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm...
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, sir, Kyle, I will do just that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, the insurance company that's been insuring people for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring more than 26 million drivers, and that number is climbing. And, of course, if you want to find out what it would cost you through GEICO to get your quotes back on your car or your truck or whatever it is you're driving, all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out one of two things. First of all, your local agent will be there. You can call them and go see them, or you can get a quote right off the website, do everything you need to do right there. Now, here's the deal. After you get your quote, take a look at if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, what they can do for you there, because they will take those and make it a small bundle and save you some money. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to your GEICO insurance car policy. That will save you a bunch of money. And in many cases, it's a couple of $100 or more. So, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What's the temp up by you?
Heck, I don't have a clue. Okay. I would say probably 68, 70.
It's been a warm night. It's 71 degrees down here. It's been a very nice, comfortable night. Stayed that way all night long for a change. So there you go. We're in luck. Now, the GOP congressional members definitely want to find out about this COVID origin, how it got started, how we got, well, for lack of better words, lied to by the then administration and their doctors and the world famous ringleader, little Dr. Fauci, who I still think should be prosecuted for some of the things he said because he just weren't true.
Well, what the GOP wants, and the GOP, well, it isn't just the GOP, but a lot of us knew that this came from the lab. Whether it was an accident or purposeful remains a question, but it came from the lab, period. But the Democrat apparatus and the media apparatus said those were all conspiracy theories, okay? And so all those people that excoriated anybody who came to that conclusion, and I mean they literally tarred and feathered people, including social media, they all ought to step up and apologize. But anyway. So what the GOP is looking for now is the documentation. And is there new documentation? Because they were suggesting that there was new documentation, that they came to this conclusion with low to moderate confidence. So let's see what it is. Now, this White House is still sitting on the fence. Well, they're sitting on the fence because we know that this White House was compromised by Beijing. So it isn't just about the United States and the fact that, you know, a million people lost their lives due to COVID, but I don't know what the number was globally of the people that lost their lives. But beyond that, I mean, we spent trillions of dollars. There's all kinds of fraud that was associated with the payroll protection program. People lost their businesses. Kids, you know, lost years and years worth of valuable classroom time, which I don't think necessarily the damage of that can be measured. I mean, we know how bad it is, but we don't know how long it will be. These kids will be behind. So we should demand to know what the new information was or the new intelligence was. And then some hard decisions really need to be made about the relationship between the United States and China. The things that China has done to the United States outside of COVID, there should have already been some consequences. Then you add COVID, and then you add this balloon thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we certainly haven't even talked about the fact that, let's not forget, that there was a major spying operation that was going on in Houston, and Trump and Mike Pompeo, at the end of their Trump term, closed the diplomatic post in Houston. I think there's five or six more. They should all be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly, too, have the notion, or the fact, not the notion, that fentanyl is provided to the drug cartels in Mexico by China, and they're killing, the poison is killing 100,000 Americans a year in the United States. So let's put all that on the table and decide what we're going to do about this relationship. And if we're going to do it, we're going to have a wider operation because we're going to have to wean ourselves out of China. And what does that look like? Well, that's going to be a big thing. How are you going to get the NBA out of China? Not that they ever want to come. How are you going to get pharmaceuticals out of China? How are you going to get parts for manufacturing out of China? How are you going to demilitarize the South China Sea that China has done? I mean, there's a lot of consequences. There's a lot of to-dos if we decide that we're going to begin to sever the relationship between the United States and China. Remember, we have them as a favored nation.
Right. Big mistake.
right? And virtually, when it comes to food production, you know, 90% of the ingredients in food, boxed and canned food and whatnot, comes from China. Retailers are going to have to make decisions. So, I mean, there's lots of consequences here. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's start this. Otherwise, you know, between China and Russia and all of these pariah rogue countries, you know, are going to continue to mobilize and merge, and the bad guys are going to continue to win. All right. So, what do democracies around the globe look like in 2 years, especially the United States? What is our republic going to look like? How much damage is Biden going to allow to continue to happen, and how much damage is he purposely going to create with all things woke? You know, if he decides he's going to run or not going to run, nonetheless, between now and 2024, a lot of damage could happen here. Mm. Who the heck would want to be president of the United States? You know, I'm not sure that anybody in their right mind would take that job.
Well, when you got a proposal sitting out there that came from some Democrats, I haven't seen any Republicans' names attached to it yet, that they want to put the they want to tax the benefits from Social Security, your Social Security, that's nuts.
Well, what are we supposed to do about $31 trillion in debt, which I would argue the in 2024, it's going to be bigger than that,
mm-hmm.
okay, by a long stretch. So what are we supposed to do? How do you get out from underneath $33 trillion, $35 trillion? How do you solve the fact that Social Security and Medicare are running into insolvency? It's just tax and tax and tax and tax and tax. We can't do this. It just, you know, can't be done.
You are absolutely right to be continued, and we'll have to do some more checking on that, but there are no Republicans' names associated with this, but we'll see where we go with it. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, today, Tuesday, catch me over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30.
Do that back. Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A new study suggests eating eggs may be good for the heart. According to the journal Nutrients, eating 1 to 3 eggs each week could reduce the likelihood of cardiovascular disease by 60%. People who ate 4 to 7 eggs cut the risk of heart disease by 75%. The study was conducted with more than 3,000 healthy folks in Greece. Madonna's older brother Anthony Ciccone. The 66-year-old's death was announced Saturday on Instagram by his brother-in-law. Ciccone was one of the pop superstar's 7 siblings, reportedly died in Michigan, per Page Six. Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to star in his first TV series ever for Netflix. The former California governor will be the lead in the upcoming action comedy series called FUBAR. The series follows a father and daughter who find out their whole relationship is built on a lie, and they are both CIA operatives. FUBAR debuts on Netflix on May 25th. Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out and then ask to take the tour. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the first thing you need to do is check out the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That's where you need to go first to find out about National Aviation Academy, because while you're there, you'll see that they have two campuses where they will train you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here, the other side of the bay from where I'm at. And the other one is up in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you need to check them out, see which one works for you better, in reference to where you live, and ask to take the tour. You can call them up, and you can say, hey, I'm Joe Blow, the Ragman, and I want to become an aviation maintenance tech, and I want to take a tour of your facility in Clearwater, Florida. Okay, here's the number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659. 2080. Now, let's say you want to go talk to them in Concord, Massachusetts. Okay. Same number. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, when you do that, and here's my suggestion to you, first of all, ladies and gentlemen. Take a tour of each one of the campuses. See which one fits you the best. It might not be Florida. It might, in fact, be Massachusetts, or it might not be Massachusetts. It might be Florida, whatever. But you need to find out which one will work for you, because you have to make some adaptations to your life either way. Now, a national aviation trainee and graduate is going to be pursued by a lot of the big major aircraft companies, whether they be commercial, whether they be private, whether they be freight companies, passenger lines, whatever, because of the reputation that they put out, such great people, highly trained, great people. Now, what that means in return for you is you're going to start at a job that's going to pay you more than $60,000 a year if all you do is work 40 hours a week. Now, if you want to do a little extra work, if you want to apply yourself, you can easily make 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, $100,000 a year. Now, if you want to go overseas for a company over there, working overseas, you'll get a six-figure income. That's what you'll get, because you get paid all the different extras and bonuses and all that stuff for going over there. So there you go. So I don't think it gets much better than that if you have the mental and the God-given gift to work with your hands and to work with tools, then this is for you. If you put together model airplanes, if you put together bicycles, if you put together radios, doesn't matter. But just following directions and putting things together, they will teach you how to be an aviation maintenance technician. And you'll have the opportunity to make that big money working for a tremendous company with a great future. So again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour of one of their two facilities, or both. Okay. In looking at the Pentagon, they have just approved the F-35 engine deliveries to fix the vibration that's been occurring in some of the F-35s. Now, the F-35 Joint Program Office cleared Raytheon's Pratt & Whitney unit to resume delivering the F-135 engines for the new Joint Strike Fighters 2 months after deliveries were halted following a mishap. The Air Force also reverses its adverse decisions against those who sought vaccine exemption for religious reasons. The Air Force will reverse disciplinary or absence actions taken against members who had requested an exemption from the vaccine to get the, or from the mandate to get the COVID-19 vaccine for religious reasons. So you're good to go again. And by the way, the Marine Corps has lifted its deployment of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. They'll send you overseas if that's where you want to go. And, of course, Ukraine rolls on. Now, there is a rumor circulating, strictly a rumor, that we could put more boots on the ground in Ukraine. Now, the question is, Biden has said absolutely not. No, no, and hell no. And I'll take him at his word, because I don't think he's going to play the Lyndon Baines Johnson of this modern era when Johnson got caught up in a mix where, because of the Gulf of Tonkin, he had to just start rotating troops in like there was no tomorrow. And I don't think we're going to see that, because that would be a huge, huge mistake for the United States to make. We would then be drawn into a war with Russia, probably China, because they are allies, and we would have to hope that the NATO allies would help us. Otherwise, we're on our own. And that could happen. That could happen. Now, I don't know about you, but why would you want to chance something like that? My God. Why would you want to do that? I don't think you would. Also, Zelensky, President Zelensky, fired his top Ukrainian military commander. He dismissed him from his role. He announced it in a decree on Sunday. Now, they had two Polish Leopard tanks arrive in Ukraine, as Sweden announced that there's more to come. The delivery marks the first foreign gifts of Western-made battle tanks to Ukraine, a long-sought-after weapon for Kiev, which it hopes will be able to be used as part of its planned upcoming spring offensive. And I'll tell you what, those Leopard tanks can be lethal, very lethal, so we'll see. And, of course, Ukraine is using U.S. landmines to decimate the Russian tanks, and they're doing quite well at it, I might add. So, that's working. Naval warfare, that's working. A lot of fire coming in off the ships to help out the Ukrainian forces, and that seems to work when they ask for it. And, of course, Russia has to be very leery of what's going on when it comes to NATO. They do not want to pull NATO into a confrontation with them in the Ukraine. They don't want to do it. It would not be pretty, and they know it. All righty. We will be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. A lot of things going on financially today. I gave Chris a project to work on. We'll see how he made out. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on the Captain's America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I never get hungry till I hear that commercial on a Tuesday. But anyway, don't forget, this portion of the program, A Conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Yep, that's Moss Acura. Check out Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and then apply this to your car, new or used. They have the You Serve, You Save program there for veterans, for active duty military, for first responders, whether or not you've been an EMS person or a firefighter or a police officer or sheriff's deputy or state trooper. And they will take that, unchurched pastors too, I might add, and they will take that accreditation and they will use it to give you some credit of your own and give you a better deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle at Moss Acura. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side, on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. So, check them out online or check them out in person, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, one other thing. Your Moss Acura, new or pre-owned, will come with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Plus, they also have the You Serve, You Save program. It just doesn't get any better if you're a first responder or a veteran. Give them a try. Give them a shot. See what they can do for you. They might surprise the heck out of you. So there you go. There you go. All right. Back to the phone lines. We got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay, so inflation is surging, and it shows the Fed got it wrong by thinking that we were going to be in a recession. We're not. And they're now trying to slow things down a little bit, and they don't seem to be able to. What's going on?
Well, inflation was surging. The numbers are up a little bit month over month over the past few months. It's come down to some degree. We're not looking at the numbers we had before where we had, you know, oil well above and energy at prices that were much, much higher than they were today. So certain things have come down. Certain, you know, autos have come down to some degree. But it is really, I mean, not much you can do that, in my opinion, that the Fed can do when it comes to, you know, certain aspects of inflation that they can do with interest rates. So to me, it's always been a supply issue with things like food, energy, things that we have to use every day. And to be honest with everybody, I mean, these things have been going up for a long time. They seem to be going parabolic over the past couple of years. There's no doubt about that. It's always been an issue. Again, you got to think back, you know, a little over a year, year and a half ago when, you know, you couldn't even get lumber and all these things, the prices were so high. So certain things have come down. But again, the things that we have to live on every single day have continued to stay pretty, pretty hot.
Now, buyers are beginning to rush back into the housing market. The reports on Monday on durable goods and pending home sales bought more evidence to the U.S. economy that it shifted into a higher gear than it was in, back in January. But pending home sales jumped 8.1%. That's a pretty good markup there.
Yeah, but those are lagging numbers. Those are last month when rates were lower. You got to look at this. That's the rearview mirror type things. And that's the problem with some of these numbers is that, you know, now that rates have gone back up again, those numbers are going to change for the month of February.
Now, it's fair to assume that money and the lower taxes and a little bit of a lower cost of living, not retirement, is the top reason people are moving from New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Massachusetts and Connecticut to Florida. Does that make sense?
I think that there's a myriad of reasons. I do. I think each individual's, you know, whether it be, you know, whether it be the taxes, whether it be crime, whether it be the weather, there's a lot of things that I think that contribute to it. I don't think that you could pinpoint one thing. I think that the people in many of these states have more to kind of get to a point where they can't really stand it anymore. And, you know, they want to move on. And that's why it's happening to make a change.
Well, I know. Was it snowing where you're at today?
Yes. Yeah, it's not too bad, though.
Okay, because further up the line, you are getting some snow up towards Poughkeepsie and over across some Massachusetts and Connecticut in the Berkshires, but it is what it is. Now, we're also starting to see the percentages on the loans climb back up again. They're above 6.5%. They were down about 2% below that, but now here they are back up again.
I'm sorry, you're talking about mortgage rates?
Yeah.
The rates have come up quite a bit over the month of February, and this is, you know, obviously corresponding in regards to mortgage rates, the natural phenomenon. And again, you know, I think there's a lot lagging when it comes to the housing market. I think in many markets around the country, it's going to see a pretty decent fall moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we could just keep at war for a while, right, and not really have a lot of people get killed and whatnot, we could build our economy back up, because here we go. The Democrats are doing it again. The war machine and inflation is boosting the durable goods orders and making the bottom line look better.
Well, durable goods, they're bigger items that last for a longer period of time. Refrigerators, for example, appliances. Again, you have a backlog of homes that were basically on stall when commodity prices went high, that the builders are basically working through that right now. It's obviously helped out those numbers. The overall, you know, economy, you know, despite what's going on, is, you know, still fairly robust simply because of the jobs market is still pretty tight. And that's good to see. People are still able to find a job. But people are kind of waiting for that to roll over right now.
Well, I was thinking like an M777 howitzer or maybe an M175 or something like that, because they seem to be just booming right now.
Well, yeah, because you can keep, you know, sending, you know, equipment all over the globe, in particular Ukraine. You know, obviously, the main supplier of them at this point in time. I mean, these are, you know, issues and things we're going to have to replace all of this stuff.
Now, I'm having a bit of a problem understanding what General Milley's up to here, because yesterday General Milley went to the Pentagon, and they're going to tell the Congress that they need more money for Ukraine. They'll be out by June.
What? Out by June?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, it'd be nice if they could do it faster than that, but can somebody explain to me, you know, how you're going to get from point A to point B? You know, how are you going to be out by June? I mean, how do you know that? I mean, what would make you give you that assessment? I don't really seem to understand.
They'll be out of money.
Yeah, that hasn't been a problem so far. They keep writing checks.
No, I'm wondering if they're still going to just keep giving it to them carte blanche. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I think that a lot of the European countries are coming to the realization that there has to be some sort of negotiated settlement at some point in time. You don't want this meat grinder to continue, because that's basically what it is. It's going to be a meat grinder. And, you know, there's some sort of settlement needs to be done. Sooner the better.
Yeah, well, I have heard some people say that we'll be out of there by the end of this year, 2023. So we'll see.
What does that mean? We don't, you know, you've got advisors.
That they'll be done. We'll be done with Ukraine.
Oh, we won't. No more money.
Whatever. But I heard that we'll be done. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see. I'll be asking the colonel when he comes out.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, you know what? We're going to be done with what? They're going to ask us to rebuild the whole place.
No.
You know, so is that going to be done by the end of this year?
No, hell no.
Yeah.
We also know that the U.S. core capital goods orders and shipments rebounded and went up.
I didn't see those numbers. What was that one again?
The U.S. core goods orders and shipments have gone up. They've rebounded.
Yeah. What makes up those numbers? And, you know, again, you're thinking about energy that's being sent over to Europe. You're also thinking about, again, weapons as well, like you mentioned.
All right, sir. I will talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the weather and stay out of the snow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, snowing up here in Long Island. I knew it was because I could see it on a weather map. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.